Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So this week is Thanksgiving. So I wish you and your family and your friends a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. Despite everything that's going wrong in the world, and there's plenty of that, we still have a lot to be thankful for. The older I get, the more important I think it is to just take great joy and gratitude in even the small and mundane things, quote unquote. Because as we oftentimes recognize when we no longer have those, quote, small and mundane things, they actually aren't that small and mundane. If for example, health, if you have health, it seems like, you know, you're a fish in water and you take it for granted. But all of a sudden, when you lose your health, when you're sick, either with, you know, something as minor as a cold or a flu, or maybe even something more serious like cancer, then all of a sudden you would do almost anything to feel better. So I think a lot of things like that in our life have a similar aspect. And so let's be very, very thankful this week in particular for all the blessings God has given us, both individually and also as Americans. And so this week for the Great Rosary Campaign, I want to ask people to just pray the rosary for our country. If you feel a particular person in our country, culturally significant person, by all means, include them as well. But our country's going through a lot. I think there's a lot of strife. There's a lot of tension. And in the midst of our gratitude, let's pray that our Lord show us a mercy we plainly do not deserve, but which we could absolutely use at this time. So let's pray the rosary. And for penance, I'll say let's do a holy hour this week, because fasting on the week of Thanksgiving is something even the bishops don't require us to do because of the feasting. So for our penance this week, let's do a holy hour before our Lord in the Eucharist. Adore our Lord in the Eucharist, imploring his grace and mercy for us and for our countrymen, and also that he would arouse in us a spirit of gratitude that would be with us, not only in Thanksgiving, not only this week, but every day. And with that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth, I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.